poll, most voters see Donald Trump as strong leader, Kamala Harris as weak leader. By Nick Gilbertson on August 28, 2024. Most voters think that former President Donald Trump is a strong leader and that Vice President Kamala Harris is a weak leader, according to an Economist/YouGov poll. The poll, published Wednesday, asked 1,549 U.S. adults, including 1,363 to 1,365 registered voters, for their perspective on both major party candidates' leadership abilities, yielding a substantial gap between Trump and Harris. Of all adults, 56% say Trump is a strong leader to varying degrees, with a plurality of 37% saying he is very strong. Another 19% think he is somewhat strong. On the other hand, 44% of respondents describe him as a weak leader, including 13% who see him as somewhat weak and 31% who say he is very weak on this front. The overall results from registered voters were close to those of all adults, with 54% describing Trump as a robust leader and 46% feeling the opposite. Digging deeper, the poll shows that independents view Trump as a strong leader by an even wider margin. Just over 6 in 10 independents say he is a strong leader. Another 38% believe he is weak. Turning to Harris, a majority of 51% of U.S. adults view her as a weak leader, including a plurality of 38% who see her as very weak. Conversely, 49% believe she is a strong leader, with 24% seeing her as very strong and 25% describing her as somewhat strong. The overall numbers hold true with registered voters. Independents overwhelmingly lack faith in Harris's ability to lead. A majority of 58% of unaffiliated voters think Harris is weak, compared to 42% who think she is strong. A 41% plurality of independents describes her as very weak, and 17% see her as somewhat weak. A mere 13% view her as very strong, and 29% say she is somewhat strong. The poll was conducted August 25 to 27, 2024, after the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, where fractures on the left were on full display, with anti-Harris, pro-Palestinian, and anti-Israel protesters making headlines all week. If you don't back off, pro-Palestinian protesters harass attendees leaving DNC. The margin of error for the overall sample and for registered voters was plus or minus 3.2 percentage points.